Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Monday, August 31st. Well, in a big story today, not 100% tech-related, but very interesting in my opinion, Disney is acquiring Marvel Comics, or Marvel Entertainment now, I guess, in a stock and cash option worth around $4 billion. This is a landmark transaction, for not only for the amount of money, but because Disney is acquiring all of the characters. It's like 5,000 Marvel characters that Disney's not going to own. So, you know, Iron Man, Spider-Man, X-Men, Captain America, this whole very profitable and very valuable, and even breaking into movies, this group of characters is now going to be under the Disney franchise. So it's yet to see what this is going to do, but it's a very interesting story nonetheless. In addition to that, Apple made a big announcement today. Hot on the heels of its Snow Leopard release last Friday, they have confirmed the press event for 9909, which is next Wednesday. Now, there's lots of speculation that that date of 9909 is correlating with the Beatles Rock Band release, and a lot of people are bringing up this Beatles iTunes rumor again. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think the date is just coincidental. Apple likes to have a good one-day window before they do their events. And Monday is a holiday. It's Labor Day. So, to me, that's the only reason that they're postponing it to Wednesday. They're making it very clear. It's only rock and roll, but we like it. That's the title of their invitation. I think it's very clear that it's a music-only event. I think they're trying to shy away from the tablet rumors. I don't think there's going to be a tablet announced. Speculations are iTunes 9, Cocktail, which is a more beefed-up, enriched album experience, and a refresh of the iPods across the line. I'm hoping we get a little Apple TV news as well, maybe an updated hardware, and definitely some updated software. That's all the news I've got for you today. Be sure to check back tomorrow when I bring you what's happening in tech today.